Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan, and this is Think Thirsty. We're going to let you know and think about your vote, your voice, and your vote matters, okay? Also, it's Black History, then, now, and forever. So, you know, I have to bring in my favorite quote, all right? And that's by my favorite person, James Baldwin. And James Baldwin wants you to think and remember, if you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Keep that in mind. Use it as an affirmation. Remember it and always think about it. And I'm going to repeat it again. If you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. We're celebrating Black History then, now, and forever. And in order to get these things done, we have to have self-reliance. Don't be dependent on anyone, okay? We each have to strengthen and develop ourselves through our own efforts. We must never surrender to any foe or difficulty. We must be fearless. This is the true spirit of self-reliance. And that's from my favorite mentor, by Sakari Kata. If you don't know who he is, Google him up. You'll be in for a great, great, great education, who has taught us to be true humanitarians, who has taught us that happiness begins within, who has taught us that we have to show happiness from within ourselves and teach others how to do the same thing. It's about happy, bright, and light, and being victorious over here. And before we get going, we're going to talk to you a little bit about that full moon. Full moon, and we'll be here on February 24th. That moon is titled the Snow Moon. I'm giving you some homework out here. I want you to research and tell me what you found out about the Snow Moon. Give us a call at 323-769-5879 and tell us your thoughts on that, because this particular moon affects your sleep habits, and we want you to do some research, jot down, keep a journal. Let us know what you came up with. We're going to talk about it next week, okay? We're going to talk about it next week. But before we get into your vote, your voice matters, we have to carry an attitude and have healthy bodies out here in order to make the changes that are necessary. And for you diabetics out there, February 29th, there's a free workshop, online workshop, The Possible Lies You Were Told About Diabetes by Dr. Glenda Davis, okay? The Possible Lies You Were Told About Diabetes. That's February 29th. That is a free online workshop. And you want to listen to Dr. Davis because she's going to bring you a few aha moments. You're going to get some education because she tells nothing but the truth, and nothing but the truth. Been told a lot of lies out there. Her website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. Again, www.exposingdiabetes.com. Workshop starts 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. It will be 4 p.m., 3 p.m. Pacific Standard for you persons on the West Coast out there. And I have to get this in order. March 5th, there's a Black Family Summit, and that will be at the California Endowment Center. Our great host, master host, Stephanie Haynes, that's one of her organizations. You want to attend that. And on March 17th, Stephanie will be participating in that marathon, and that girl can run barefooted. So we want to support her, and we're going to place those donations there. This is the website that you would contact Stephanie on. It is fashionablyfit22@gmail.com. I'll spell that for you. Fashion, F-A-S-H-I-O-N-B-L-Y, F as in Frank, I-T, 22@gmail.com. Supporter, assist, register for those functions. It's going to be something great happening. And I am looking at the last information that I received on Thursday, the 29th evening, at City Hall in the Rotunda. There's going to be a great celebration there celebrating Black history. I don't have the website, but you must register. You have to RSVP. For those of you who are aggressive, you can call City Hall and get that information, or I can have it ready for you next week. I just got the information, and I didn't get the registration link information. So it's a lot going on out here. We're not going to be too long today because we're working with our candidates out there. We're working with the candidates. Because your vote is your voice. But before we get going, in order to get all this stuff going, we have to understand that we must be fearless in what we do. When we change, our land will change, no matter how much science, technology, or laws develop. Without a fundamental shift in our hearts, we cannot transform our society. Improving ourselves and contributing to others' happiness are the key to this shift, okay? And there's many, many ways to do that. And as you move along and listen to us, you know, we're always here and care over here, we'll bring you up to snuff. So welcome in. This is Think Thursday, T-H-I-N-K, with Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're going to be short. We're going to be short. We got some work to do out there.
Lost in thought.
We must be fearless out here. Remember, self-reliance. Remember, there's absolutely no limitations. And when you change, it all changes out there. We're going to move into this other part two of the important thing. We're talking about March 5th. That is the primary election coming up. For those who have not voted, get your votes in. You know, that's an election that persons sort of like skip over, but that's the most important because that particular election, the primary election, places the people on the ballot, and it kind of like moves into closeness. You know, we talk about, we think about Washington, D.C., that's way up there. But these persons are persons that will represent us because they don't have enough seats up there to hold us down there. And we have to always speak up, speak out, and stand up. And the way that we do this is through our vote, because our vote is our voices. And believe me, your vote does matter. We've kind of like been shook up. Some people, you know, the percentage is down right now, but that's just for today, for voters who have already voted. But March 5th, that's the time that we make the decisions. We have 12 days left to understand the importance, to check those ballots, to check those candidates out there. You know, this particular primary election covers everything. And I'm going to play this for you, and then I'll share a little bit with you, and then I'll let you think about it. This is Think Thursday, because this is what we have to tell them, and this is what we mean, and we want to put the right people there.
Mm-hmm. Now, people want better food to eat. People want better housing. People need money, money. People need equality. People need understanding. People need freedom and you better
give people what they want.
Come on,
give people what they want.
Don't you know you?
That's right. Give the people what they want, you know. I'm going to sort of like explain this. I know you checked through your balance. If you haven't, take out time and do this. This primary election is very, very important. These people are persons that you're going to put on that general election ballot. These persons that are people that represent you, your communities, your needs, your education. You have the U.S. President. You have the U.S. Senate. The U.S. House of Representatives, the State of California, the Senate districts, and the Assembly districts. You have ballot measures out there. There's only two that are so far, and that's dealing with mental health, homelessness, and housing. And the second measure out there is L.A., Safer Streets, and Mobility. These things are very, very important in our committee, in our communities. We don't have to go to Washington. Don't even look at Washington. Just look at your neighborhoods, your communities, and what's needed around. And these are persons that are going to represent you, that you're going to hold accountable for, you know, once you put that check mark by their name. Select your own. We don't tell you who to vote for, but we do tell you how to do your homework. This is very, very important. Then we move into the L.A. County. That's the district attorneys, the supervisors, superior court, those judges, okay? That's going to say your name, keep you your freedom, or lock you up. You want to make sure you're putting the right one there. You're moving into your education, your L.A. public schools, your L.A. city council, that's real close to home. Those are the ones that hit that big gavel, and you got some heavy hitters running up in there. You want to put the right people in the seat, get that corruption out. And make that change, you know, in order to get things done. Change agents move into change makers, and change makers take action. And your action is your vote. Then you're looking into your Glendale public schools, your Glendale City Council, Pasadena. These are coming from this different areas, but these particular persons are very, very important because they're close to home. And if you think your vote does not matter, believe me, one missed vote turn a whole thing around. So you have persons out there that figure you're not going to vote anyway, so they can just slide on in the slot. But we don't want that to happen because we are change makers, and change makers take action. You know, persons with attitudes and assumptions that avoid, that take none action, will never match the great minds and the universal protocols. We move out here, we're cosmos. We move together, we uplift and elevate each other, and we put our minds together. So again, March 5th is very, very, very important. And for those of you who have not put your balance in, because we have the early mail-in ballots and stuff, be there on that day, you know, help celebrate. Let's make the change out here that we have to make. It is very, very important. It takes all of us to do it. We can't just sit back and complain and moan and groan and don't get in the stew pot. Bring your carrots, your potatoes, and your beef or whatever, your chicken or your veggies, whatever you want to put up in there. But we have to vote. We must vote. We must vote. It is very important. Your voice is your vote.
Desperate and so alone.
Life is a song worth singing. You want to tune in tomorrow night, we will have Professor Britton coming on with us, African American history. She's going to give us some important factors. Get your pens and pencils out there. And next week, we'll start bringing in some of our candidates to tell you what they're all about. We got 12 days out here to make this happen. March 5th, that primary election again is very, 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 very important. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. It's Think Thursday. THINK. Love ya.
Breaking up with Linda Mission.
You ready, girl?
Jimmy Cash. Yeah. Ooh. 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 Breaking up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We share with love all through the land.
Hey, whoa.
Your voice is your vote. Very important, and your vote matters. We love you.